Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 and 38 says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the story of Mary when God sent an angel to announce to her the birth of Christ. And seeing that she was not married, she was a single lady, she was puzzled by the announcement of the birth of a child through her. So she asked the angel, "How shall this be?" The angel answers Mary and says that, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Because he had earlier told her that the power of the highest will come upon her and fail her. And now the angel gives an assurance that with God, nothing will be impossible. A lot of Christians know this as a fact, and they know it theoretically, but in practice, sometimes believers lose sight of it, especially in moments of testing, in moments of challenges, in moments of difficulties. Sometimes we see God to be far off, and we think that all doors are closed and all avenues are shut, especially when you have done your best and you have still not made headway, and you cannot also envision anything coming out of your effort. But we can take comfort and instruction from the message of the angel. With God, nothing will be impossible. There are things that are impossible for men, and it is plainly evident. But that is what makes God different from us as human beings. That the things that are impossible for men, they become possible when God steps into the scene. Today you want to ask yourself, what seems impossible? And what are you struggling with that has been impossible to you? Can you believe, like Mary believed, that with God, nothing will be impossible? Can you see God stepping into the situation and creating possibilities out of that? For Mary, though she was unmarried when the angel said that, and she had no clue how she was going to conceive, she responded to the message the angel delivered. "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." She locked the word in her spirit. She had accepted the word and permitted the word to be carried out in her life. Today you also have an opportunity to remember what God has said, and even what he is saying to you through this broadcast. And believe that what God says is possible becomes possible for you. And this is how we grow in faith, when we accept God's word and agree to God's word. And even though we may not see it in our immediate context, yet agree that God's word will be done, and that with God it is possible. May God bring possibilities to you. Shalom, peace, and life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.